In the previous Mishnah, we learned that Yom Kippur atones for any doubtful sin. So if somebody was obligated to bring a Korban Osham Toloi due to him having possibly violated an Avera which requires a Korban to atone for, if it reaches Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur passes without him having yet brought that Korban, he would be exempt from bringing the Korban afterwards. As the Posuk teaches, that Yom Kippur atones for sins which are lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, meaning that Hashem is the only one who knows that he actually sinned, whereas the person is under doubt as to whether he sinned. That having been said, this Mishnah shows that ha'isha she'yesh lo chatas o'if sofek, if a woman has become obligated to bring a bird korban chatos out of doubt, if she had a doubtful birth, she miscarried, and there is doubt as to whether the child had developed enough, the fetus had developed enough, to make her liable to bring a korban. She'ovar alei ha'yom ha'kippurim, if Yom Kippur passes, then chayeves lavi la'yom ha'kippurim. She is still obligated to bring that korban after Yom Kippur, even though it's only a doubtful obligation, so it should seemingly be included in that which the Torah said is lifnei Hashem. It's front of Hashem, only Hashem knows, but the woman herself is not fully aware of whether she is obligated or not. Nevertheless, she is obligated to bring that korban, because it allows her to eat korbanos. The purpose of that korban is not only for atonement or to fulfill her obligation, but until she brings the korban, she's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat the meat of korbanos due to that impurity that she received when she gave birth, or which she possibly received. And the only way to fully get rid of that impurity and allow her to eat the meat of korbanos or to enter the Beis HaMikdash is by bringing this korban. So the fact that Yom Kippur atoned is irrelevant over here, and therefore she still would be obligated to bring that korban in order that she will be able to eat the meat of korbanos and to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Mishnah with another law regarding this particular korban, chatas o'if, this bird korban chatas habaal sofek, which is brought out of doubt. The woman does not know fully whether she gave birth or miscarried to a fetus which would obligate her to bring such a korban. If once malika was performed with this bird, it became known to her that she was not obligated to bring a korban. Malika is when the bird is killed, the bird which is brought as a korban. The way that they would slaughter that animal is with the sharp fingernail, the thumbnail of the kohen. And that's the first real part of the procedure of bringing the korban. So if the procedure bringing the korban has begun, and then she becomes aware that she was never obligated to bring this korban, the bird must be buried, because it's forbidden to benefit from it. Now the truth is, this is only a requirement, midrabbanan. Midoraisa, a korban which becomes invalidated needs to be burnt. Now this bird is not considered a korban at all, because once she finds out she was never obligated, it emerges that the entire designation of the bird to be brought as a korban was a mistake, and really the bird didn't gain any sanctity. The reason why I might think that it should be buried, even midoraisa, according to the Torah, is because the bird was slaughtered, the bird was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. If one slaughters a non-korban animal in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's forbidden to benefit from it, and it needs to be buried. Now, midoraisa, this only applies to a regular animal which is slaughtered with a regular slaughtering knife, but not to a bird with which malika, with the thumbnail, that's how the animal is killed. If that's what was done to kill the animal, then it's not forbidden midoraisa to benefit from that bird, so it would not need to be buried. However, in this case, that the process of bringing this as a korban had begun already, so it appears like it's a korban which became invalidated, and it's forbidden to benefit from such a korban, and because of that, midrabbanan, it needs to be buried. Mishnah Vav, the Torah teaches that, at least regarding the vast majority of korbanos osham, which come to atone for somebody's sin, it needs to be bought from a male ram, which is worth at least 2 shkolim. 2 shekel coins, which in the Mishnah's terminology is sela. Instead of the Torah's shekel, the Mishnah uses the term sela. So the Mishnah says, "Amafrid shtei selaim l'osham," somebody who designates, he sets aside 2 sela coins for the sake of using that money to buy an animal for a korban osham. And then, v'lokach b'hen shnei elim l'osham, he used that money to buy 2 different animals and bring each of them as a korban osham, and between them they were both worth 2 seloim. Which means that at the time of the buying of those animals, each of them was worth less than 2 Siloim. And therefore they were not fit to be bought as Karbonis. If they later on increased in value, and one of them became worth the value of 2 Siloim. So now it is, well, it is expensive enough and has a high enough value to be bought as a Karbon Asham. So the Mishnah says, indeed, Yikav LaAshamai, he can use that animal as his Karbon Asham, even though at the time of the designation, it wasn't worth that amount. Vasheni, and the second animal, which he doesn't need to bring, because he's only obligated to bring one Karbon Asham. However, at the end of the day, it does have the sanctity of a Karbon Asham, because that's what he bought it for. Yirad Sheyistoiv, it needs to be left to pasture until it develops a wound, which invalidates it from being bought as a carbon, at which point, via mocher, it can be sold, and the value of that animal will be redeemed onto money. The money will now have that sanctity which the animal had, the yipra, and that money will go towards buying voluntary carbonized oila to be bought on the Mizbeach, just like most money which has sanctity but cannot be used for the original carbon for which it was designated. Next scenario, what happens if lokach behen shnei elim lechulin, if he used that 2 Siloim money that he had set aside for the sake of buying a Karbon Asham, he used that money to buy 2 rams for chulin, for non-holy purposes, for himself. He essentially is using money which had been designated for the sake of a Karbon, so it now the money already has sanctity, and is already associated with the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash. He already totally designated that money for the use of a Karbon. He now used that money to buy something for himself. So he's benefiting from that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and this is considered to be Me'ilah. And the punishment for somebody who violates Me'ilah, where he benefits from something which has been designated towards the Beis HaMikdash, his punishment is firstly to bring a Korban Osham for having violated Me'ilah. So in addition to the Korban Osham that this person was already obligated to bring, he's now obligated to bring an additional Korban Osham. And as well as that, he's obligated to pay the value of that which he benefited from, plus a fifth, towards the Beis HaMikdash. The truth is, although it's called a chaymesh, which literally means a fifth, it's actually a quarter. The point is that the person is now obligated, as well as the original Karbon Asham that he had to bring, he's now obligated to bring an additional Karbon Asham, as well as paying the value of the money from which he benefited from. Now, that money was worth 2 Siloim. He committed Me'ilah with 2 Siloim. 2 Siloim is equivalent to 8 Zuz, so 1 1/4 of that is 10 Zuz. So he's liable to pay 10 Zuz towards the Beis HaMikdash. Meanwhile, he has these 2 animals which he bought for his own benefit, and they belong to him, and each one of them, or between them, they are worth 2 Siloim. Meanwhile, they rise in value until Echad Yofesh 2 Siloim. One of them is worth 2 Siloim, which is enough to bring as any Karbon Asham, ve'echad yofeh 10 Zuz, and one is worth 10 Zuz, which is perfect. Hayofesh 2 Siloim, the one which is worth, the animal which is worth 2 Siloim, yikav la'ashamai, he should bring as his Karbon Asham for the Me'ilah which he committed. So the second Karbon Asham which he became obligated to bring, just like the vast majority of Karbonos Asham, must be worth at least 2 Siloim. So he should use that animal to bring his Karbon Asham for having committed Me'ilah. The Hasheni, and the second animal, which is worth 10 Zuz, Lime'ilosoi, for the payment of the Me'ilah. Meaning, for the 1 1/4 times the value of that which he benefited from. Now, the way we're going to understand this Mishnah is that because he benefited from something which was designated as a Karbon, the way he needs to pay back the 1 1/4 times the value of that animal is by bringing a carbon worth 1 1/4 times the value. Not just paying money, which is 1 1/4 times the value, but actually bringing a carbon, which is worth 1 1/4 times the value of that which he benefited from. So he should bring the 10 Zuz animal as a carbon, and that way not only has he paid the Beis HaMikdash back, but he has also managed to bring the original carbon asham that he was obligated to bring. Alright, third scenario, if he had designated 2 Siloim to bring in order to buy a Karbon Asham, and instead of buying an animal for a Karbon Asham, he ended up buying 2 animals, Echad L'Asham, one of them to be a Karbon Asham, the Echad L'Chulin, and one of them for non-holy purposes for himself to benefit from. So by using money which had been designated for the sake of a Karbon for his own benefit, he has now violated Me'ilah. And each of these animals was worth one sela each. So he's now obligated to, firstly, to bring a second korban osham for having committed me'ilah. And in addition to that, he's obligated to pay one sela and a quarter, which is the payment for having committed me'ilah. So if the animals then rose in value, and im hoyashal osham nafesh shtei sela'im, the osham became worth two sela'im, it doubled in its value. He can use that, he can use that animal to bring his korban osham. The korban osham which he originally was obligated to bring, the hasheni, and the second animal, which is also now doubled in value and is worth two sela'im, limi'ilasai, he can use as his korban osham for the sin of committing me'ilah. And now he's not obligated to bring any other korbanos. And yet he still needs to pay up the sela and a quarter. So that he will pay with money, v'yovim o'sela v'chumsha, he needs to bring and pay a sela plus a chomesh, a sela and a quarter, for having committed me'ilah. At the time that he committed me'ilah, it was worth one sela, so he became obligated to pay a sum of one and a quarter sela. Mishnah Zayin, Avish Chatosai, one who separates a animal and designates it as a korban chatos for him to bring, because he violated a particular sin which makes him obligated to bring that korban chatos, v'meis, and then he died. And he hadn't yet brought his korban, lo yivi'an b'nei acharav, his son may not and should not bring that korban after his father's death. He can't use it for his own sin, because the animal was designated to atone for a different sin. Meanwhile, he also can't bring it on behalf of his father, because once his father has died, it's not applicable at all to provide an atonement for him, and this is one of the five types of korbanos chatos, which must be left to die if the person who had originally designated it for his sin dies and is not able to bring that korban. In addition, even the same person cannot bring it for one sin instead of another. If he originally designated it to atone for a particular sin, he can't change later on and bring it to atone for a different sin. In fact, afilo al chelev she'achal emesh, even if he designated it to atone for having eaten chelev, forbidden fats, yesterday, lo yivi eno al chelev she'achal hayom, he can't bring it instead to atone for chelev which he ate today. Even though it's exactly the same aveira, since he originally designated it to atone for a different occasion when he performed that aveira, he may not change and use it for atoning for a repeat of that even same aveira. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, karbonai, that he will bring his carbon, and the pasuk goes on to say, al chatosai, that he needs to bring the carbon for his sin. Shehei karbonai l'shem chetai, that teaches that his carbon has to be designated and bought for that exact sin that he designated it for. Mishnah Ches, although the standard korban chatos is a female animal, the same for everybody, regardless of how wealthy they are, there is a type of korban chatos, which is called a korban oyle v'yoyred, which is bought for a small number of sins, that the one who violates those sins, those aveiras, is obligated to bring a korban chatos, but the type of animal that he's obligated to bring depends on his wealth. In fact, if he's extremely poor, he doesn't even have to bring an animal. He would only need to bring flour, a korban of flour, which is much less expensive. If he's poor, but not extremely, extremely poor, then he's obligated to bring birds as his korban. And if he is more wealthy, then he has to bring a sheep or a goat. Now, which type of offering he needs to bring depends on his wealth at the time that he's bringing the korban. This Mishnah is going to discuss a case where he designated a particular offering, either a sheep or perhaps flour, and then his wealth changed before he bought it as the actual korban. So now he's become obligated to bring a different type of offering for that same korban. Although we learned in the previous Mishnah that one can never change an animal that's been designated for one aveira to use it for a different aveira, that's true because it's a different aveira. In this case, where it's exactly the same aveira, we're going to see that he is able to change it. And not only that, any leftover money, if let's say he had originally designated a more expensive animal and now he becomes poorer, he can change it into a less expensive offering. And the rest of the money he's able to keep and use for his own benefit. This is a special law, even though it had been designated towards the Beis HaMikdash and towards being bought as a korban. Nevertheless, it's learned from Pesukim that in that case, he's able to use the remaining money for himself. Says the Mishnah, Mavim Hektish Kisba Seira, one is able to bring with the money which had been designated to bring a female sheep as his carbon. He can use that money to buy Seira a female goat instead. Or Mehegdesh Seira Kispa, money which he had designated to buy a female goat, he can use to buy a female sheep. This is even talking about a regular carbon chatos, which always comes from a female sheep or a female goat. If somebody designated money to buy a carbon chatos, and he had in mind that he's going to buy a female sheep specifically. Since the carbon, in terms of the carbon, it doesn't have to be bought from a sheep, it can be bought from a goat as well. So he's able to change his mind and bring a goat instead, since at the end of the day it's exactly the same carbon. As long as he's bringing it for the same Aveira, and it's the same carbon. In addition, Mehekdesh Kispa Seira, if he had designated the money to buy a sheep or a goat, Torin of Neyona, he's able to use that money to buy different types of birds, which he would bring if he became poorer. Or Mehekdesh Torin of Neyona, Asiris or Eifa, if he had designated money to buy the birds as his carbon, and then he became poorer, he can use that money to buy a tenth of an eifa of flour for that offering of a very poor person. And the rest of the money he can keep for himself. Ketzad, how so? What's the explanation? Hifrish lekispa olisira. If he designated the money to buy a sheep or a goat, and then heni, he became poorer, yovi oif, he should use that money to buy a bird, heni, yovi asiyas eifa. If he became even poorer, then he should use the money, yovi asiyas eifa, to buy a tenth of an eifa of flour. Similarly, the opposite way around. Hifrish asiris eifa, if he originally designated the money to buy an asiris tenth of an eifa of flour, and then hersher, he became more wealthy. He's now obligated to bring yovi oif, he has to buy a bird, and he would have to add on money. Hersher, if he became even more wealthy than yovi kispo seira, you would have to spend the money on buying a sheep or a goat, and add on money in order to buy that more expensive offering. Right, now what happens if Hifrish Kispa Seira, he designated the actual sheep and goat themselves? Until now we've been talking about money. Now he actually has the animal itself. I mean, it's Tavu, and they developed a wound. So what needs to be done in general is that that animal is redeemed onto money, and that money is used to buy a replacement carbon. Now, meanwhile, this person became poorer. In Mirotza, if he wants to, Yovi with Mehen Oif, he can use that money to buy a bird carbon, and then keep the remaining money for himself. Hifrish oif in istoav. However, if he had already designated a bird, and the bird developed a wound, so it needs to be redeemed, and a replacement carbon be bought, in this case, lo yavi b'domo masiris eifa, he is not able to replace it with a tenth of an eifa of flour, because she'ein lo oif pidyon, the entire concept of redemption doesn't apply to a bird carbon. And this is indeed learnt from Psukim.